ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya. Hey, I'm Rudy and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where each week we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading back to Nurundjeri country to visit our friend, Almalia, Katie. Nurundjeri country is on the coast of South Australia and is full of beautiful water. In fact, we're going to meet Katie down by the water and she's going to share the word for something very important to us mob. The Nurundjeri word for land. Yama, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to Nurundjeri country. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you. And this is a lovely spot by the water.
Is that the ocean?
No, it's a big lake called Lake Alexandrina. The Nurundjeri word for this is Munkali. The water pours in from the Murray and goes out into the Coorong, a beautiful lagoon that stretches along the coast.
Are there Koongari here?
Good memories. Yeah, you'll spot the Koongari, the black swan, paddling along the surface of the lake. It's a beautiful rui.
Rui?
That's the word I want to share with you today. Rui is land in Nurundjeri. Can you say Rui?
Rui.
Rui. It rhymes with your name, Rudy.
It sure does. That's going to help me remember for sure. Rudy loves Rui.
Totally. Connection to Rui is one of the most important things as a First Nations person. It's my identity. I'm connected to this Rui in a way I almost can't describe. I feel so lucky to have grown up here on Nurundjeri Rui.
I love living on my country.
Which country are you from?
Gadigal.
My dad's Barkindji and my mum's Nyampa.
Oh, that's beautiful.
My pop and my grandmother still live there and so do most of my aunties and cousins too.
Do you get to visit much?
Yeah, that's where I learned how to swim.
I'm Camilla Roy.
Oh, we're probably cousins. What do you like doing when you go on country?
Camping, lots of camping, swimming.
I'm from Adelaide, Ghana land.
I'm from Nurundjeri land.
Oh wow, that's deadly.
My mom's Gumbangi and Bungjulung. We like to go to the beach or we like to go down to the river at Jakadri.
It's so nice hearing about all your countries. We can learn so much about ourselves and our culture when we know our country. Katie, do you have a favourite place on your Rui?
My favourite place, and actually my favourite memory, would be the warm summer evenings. It would get so hot and me and all my cousins would run over and down the hill to the lake with our towels. We would go for a swim and play games for hours.
That sounds like a perfect way to spend the summer.
Look, there's birds flying.
That's not a Koongari.
A pelican.
Ah, we call them Nori. You can see them everywhere down here. They're so beautiful.
It looks like he's trying to eat the other pelican.
I think it's eating a fish, because isn't that how they eat it? They have very big mouths and stuff.
Yeah, they have like a flappy bit.
Yeah.
So like they can fit a whole fish in their mouth.
And look, that one just caught a fish.
Looks like they're trying to share food.
Look at that. Rui looks after all of us.
And that's why we have to look after country too.
I love that one way we look after country is to look after language.
That's it. Our knowledge is shared in stories and songs. So looking after our old people and our language is a way to look after Rui.
I think we can learn how to respect the land and how to respect all the animals.
To look after like all your ancestors.
Respect each other as well.
That means that you gotta pass down to language so it doesn't get forgotten.
To make sure like the language isn't getting disrespected and stuff like that.
Yeah, because all those songs and stories are full of wisdom. It's information that's been collected and perfected for thousands of years.
That there is a lots of stories that some people haven't passed down, which is really sad, but there's still a lot that has been passed down, which is really good.
To pass down to your future.
Yeah. I learned so much from my grandparents. My nan and my pop taught me all that I know about Rui. My pop was a ranger for many years and helped to look after the Coorong.
He must know heaps about the plants and animals on Ngurrindjeri, Rui. What about your nan? Do you yarn with her much?
Yeah. Still to this day, I will ring her for a yarn about new things that she can teach me. She and my pop are the best teachers I could ask for.
My favourite teacher is my kindergarten teacher, Miss Smith, because when I was little, I hated going to school, so she helped me get out of that fear.
Miss Radburn, I just like her.
My mum, she teaches me how to cook.
Like to cook like recipes and that.
My mum and my dad, because my dad teaches me how to paint sometimes. And my mum, like, she teaches me some words.
I've learned how to fish and cast a line and learned how to say lots of Indigenous words. Ginnigay, that's hello.
Ginnigay in a jar and yandarini nagagagu. Hello, everyone.
Hey, too solid.
Our teachers aren't just the ones at schools. Learning is an experience, so the more you experience, the more you learn. That means your whole life you never stop learning.
And speaking of learning, we'd love to learn another song.
For sure. I reckon you'll know the tune of this one. You can learn lots of new Ngurrindjeri words. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Okay, so the first words are coolie.
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 That means head. Makuri.
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 That's shoulders. Totangi are knees.
Totangi.
Totangi.
And thuan is toes.
Thuan.
Thuan.
Do you know this song?
Heads, shoulders, knees and toes.
Ngurrindjeri style. Kuli, makuri, totangi and thuan.
Kuli.
Makuri.
Totangi.
Thuan.
Well done. Do you want to try the other words? Pili are eyes.
Pili.
Plombi are ears.
Plombi. Plombi.
Mooni is mouth.
Mooney.
And Corpi is nose.
Corpi.
We'll sing it slowly to start. Kuli, makuri, totangi, thulin, totangi, thulin. Kuli, makuri, totangi, thulin, totangi, thulin. And Pili and Plumbi and Mooney and Corpi. Kuli, makuri, totangi, thulin, totangi, thulin.
Kuli, makuri, totangi, thulin, totangi, thulin. Kuli, makuri, totangi, thulin, totangi, thulin.
And Pili and Plumbi and Mooney and Corpi.
Kuli, makuri, totangi, thulin, totangi, thulin.
Nice one. I know it's a lot of words to remember, so keep practicing.
Thanks so much, Katie. I love learning new songs and having these little yarns.
Yeah.
See you, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye. Nuckin.
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 I'm going to have to practice that song a lot. But how good was it to hear so much Ngurrindjeri language? Can you remember the other word Katie shared with us?
Rui. It means land.
That's right. Rui means land in Ngurrindjeri language. There was also Nori, which means pelican in Ngurrindjeri. Which Rui will we visit next? There are hundreds of Aboriginal countries to listen to and learn from. So let's have another little yarn next week. Yalu!